Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, August 21. Coming up in today's episode, three police officers suspended as Central Security looks into Kolkata Hospital's security. Lathi charge during Bharat Band against Supreme Court order on quota within quota for minorities in Patna. SIT to look into sexual abuse at fake NCC camps in Tamil Nadu. And day two of Democratic National Convention in USA. First up, top officers of Central Industrial Security Forces or CISF reached Kolkata's Arjikar Medical College and Hospital this morning for a recce. The paramilitary force has been tasked with taking over security arrangements for the state-run hospital, following the shocking incident of vandalism in the aftermath of 31-year-old doctor's rape and murder. This comes a day after Supreme Court pulled up both Kolkata police and the state government over lapse of security last week. During a peaceful protest by students called Reclaim the Night, around 7,000 people entered the college campus and vandalized various spots. After the heavy scrutiny by the top court, Bengal government has now suspended three officers in connection with the incident of vandalism. The suspended cops include two assistant police commissioners, sources have told news agency PTI. Meanwhile, the former principal of the college has been questioned by the police again for the sixth time. Mr. Ghosh, whose handling of the situation after the doctor's body was found at a seminar hall on August 9, has come under the scanner and he has refused to answer any questions from the media. It was reported that he allegedly asked why the victim was alone in the seminar hall in the aftermath of the incident. Over the last 5 days, Sandeep Ghosh has been questioned for a total of 64 hours, according to CBI officials. CBI had taken over the probe from Kolkata police last week after criticism of the Bengal police and government of mishandling the case. Separately, the Bengal government has formed a special investigation team or SIT to probe allegations of financial irregularities during Sandeep Ghosh's tenure as principal of the state-run institution. In next, a Bharat Band to protest the Supreme Court's quota within a quota decision about reservations in state government jobs and colleges for SC and ST candidates was held in parts of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and other states today. In a landmark judgment, Supreme Court had said, sub-classification within SC-ST is possible so that the minorities within minorities can reap the benefits of reservation and leaves it up to the state. The strike was called by 24 Dalit Adivasi groups, including the Reservation Bajao Sangharsh Samiti, and backed by political parties including Bihar's Rashtriya Janata Dal and Bahujan Samaj Party in Madhya Pradesh. The Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, various left parties and Congress, which heads the India bloc, are also in support. In a surprise, significantly, Union Minister Chirag Paswan, whose Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas is a key ally of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP, both for NDA in the centre and Bihar, has offered moral support to the protesters and called for a peaceful approach. Notably, Mr. Paswan was one of the key opponents of the recently proposed lateral entry to UPSC as well, which the government retracted upon. However, it was not all peaceful. There were clashes between protesters and police in Patna. In a video posted on X by news agency ANI, cops can be seen lathi charging and assaulting protesters on nearly empty streets. Ashok Kumar Singh, Deputy Superintendent of Police, said that it was not peaceful and that the protesters took law and order into their own hands. He said because of this, people could not travel and the police tried to convince the protesters who would not understand and hence mild force had to be used. The clashes were condemned by RJD's Tejaswi Yadav. The former Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar posted on X and I quote, "On instructions of Nitish Kumar, Chief Minister of Bihar, police lathi charge Dalit but give criminals a free hand. Have you ever seen Nitish Kumar's police lathi charging criminals?" Unquote. In next, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has directed a special investigation team or SIT to probe the alleged sexual assault of a schoolgirl and the sexual harassment of 12 others at a fake National Cadet Corps or NCC camp in Krishnagiri district. The accused, posing as NCC trainers, had conducted a 3-day camp at a private school. The fake trainers had been accused of holding similar camps in other schools and colleges. Cops are now probing any incident of sexual offence was reported from those institutions as well. 11 individuals, which included 5 fake trainers, and 4 teachers, including the principal, have been arrested under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences or POCSO Act. Investigators believe teachers and school leadership tried to cover up the incident. They did not inform the police, despite knowing the incident had taken place, and allegedly asked the students to not take the incident seriously. The state government has also constituted a multidisciplinary team, led by Social Welfare Secretary and comprising bureaucrats and activists, Vidya Reddy, to identify causes and recommend measures to prevent such incidents in the future. Breaking from breaking news, do you think your online parcels or posts sent via mail are unreasonably late? Well, they would never be as late as this one. A postcard arrived at its intended destination in Wales 121 years after the date of its postmark. Swansea Building Society said on social media that the postcard arrived at its Craddock Street, Swansea address with the rest of the mail on Friday. The postcard was addressed to Lydia Davis, who some bank employees theorize may have lived at the address bank when it was a house rather than a bank. Wales Online quoted a bank employee as saying, quote, "It's wild actually and a little bit spooky." The stamp itself is King Edward, so he was king from 1901 to 1910. And you can tell straight away from the handwriting and the way it speaks, lines such as, "Dearest, I could not. It was very much of that time," unquote. The employee added that the postcard is almost unreadable now, but the postmark appears to be August 3, 1903. Now, back to news. And next, former US President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama delivered powerful speeches at the second day of Democratic National Convention. They rallied the country around the candidacy of Kamala Harris, who is currently the Vice President and a presidential hopeful for the November 2024 elections. She's all set to become the first Black and South Asian woman to secure a major party's nomination for the presidency, which will happen at the end of the 4-day-long national convention. Mr. Obama first praised Biden a lot, after which he turned his attention to Donald Trump, who is seeking a re-election and is Kamala Harris's main opponent in the presidential race, having already won the confidence of Republicans. Quote, "Here is a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down his golden elevator 9 years ago. It has been a constant gripe, conspiracy theories and grievance that has been getting worse since he is afraid of losing to Kamala," unquote. Mr. Obama then added an anecdote that someone had compared Trump to a neighbor who keeps running his leaf blower outside another person's window. However, Mr. Obama said, quote, "From a neighbor, it's exhausting. From a president, it's dangerous," unquote. Obama also accused Trump of divisive politics. The former president said United States does not need 4 more years of chaos and listed the benefits of electing Vice President Kamala Harris. He said, and I quote, "Kamala Harris won't be focused on her own problems. She will focus on yours. She won't punish those who refuse to kiss the ring and bend the knee," unquote. He added that America needs a president who actually cares about millions of people across the country, and that America needs a president who will stand up for them, bargain for better wages, and be a good president. "Yes, she can," he added. Former First Lady Michelle Obama also ripped into Donald Trump. She said, and I quote, "For years, Donald Trump did everything to make people fear us. His limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by 2 highly successful and educated people who happen to be Black. It is time, same old con, doubling down on ugly, misogynistic, racist lies instead of real ideas and solutions," unquote. And lastly, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to visit Poland today, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country in 45 years. The visit coincides with the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Poland. The last Indian Prime Minister to visit Poland was Morarji Desai in 1979. Before leaving, Prime Minister Modi said in a statement, and I quote, "Leaving for Warsaw. This visit to Poland comes at a special time when we are marking 70 years of diplomatic ties between our nations. India cherishes a deep-rooted friendship with Poland. This is further cemented by a commitment to democracy and pluralism. European Parliament member Dariusz Joński has termed the visit as very important. The Ministry of External Affairs, or MEA, highlighted the historical ties between the two nations, recalling Poland's assistance to India during Operation Ganga in 2022, which facilitated the evacuation of over 4,000 Indian students from Ukraine. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to follow the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.